Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest today is Ms. G. Ms. G is the host of Telling Tales, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. on KTOO, also the host of Women's Prerogative, the third Thursday of the month on KRNN 102.7. Hello, Ms. G.
Hello, K2 and Shelley.
How are you doing today?
Oh, it's great. I'm great. It's a beautiful day. And and I got off work early, thanks to you guys. So
I'm so glad you could join us. It's so great to hear your voice again on the radio. It's been a long time.
It has. It has. I've missed the radio. I still have all the music and all the stories, but I miss going in there.
Before we get into this interview, I'm playing a song you picked out right now. Let me bring it up for a moment.
Okay.
This is a really beautiful instrumental. What made you select this song for today's interview?
Well, I kept all my playlists, and this is actually one of the songs that I would play when I was doing the weather on Women's Prerogative, and it's called Other World by Break of Reality, and I can't imagine more of a description than what's been going on in the world, so.
So that is your music bed for your weather forecast. That's interesting. It's really pretty. I really like it. Good choice. Yeah. We're going to hear a couple more of the songs that you handpicked for today's interview as we go through the rest of the show here. But let's hear about yourself. How did you get into broadcasting and hosting here at KTOO?
All of it was purely by accident, and it's all Jeff Brown's fault.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah, I had friends who were doing shows, and they kept taking me to the radio station, and one day he called me. I didn't even know he had my phone number, and he called me. I was working at Aware at the time, and he said, "I need you." And I said, "You know, we get calls like that. It's scary." So I was like, "Who is this?" And it was a man. That was surprising. And anyway, he said, "It's Jeff Brown at K2. I need you. I need you here now." And I said, "I think you have the wrong number." And the person who was my friend actually worked there at the same time with me, but she was home sick. And he said, "She's out sick. I need a DJ. Get over here." I said, I'm not a DJ. I just visited a couple of times. And he goes, "I'm going to train you. Get over here." And I kept saying no, but then I said, okay. And so I showed up and he trained me. And that was when I did World Beat. I did a couple of other different shows. I had 3 shows by the time he talked me into it. And none of them were telling tales at the time. And then years later, a friend asked me to be a guest reader on the show. And I did. I did it for, I think it was for around Valentine's Day. And I did this story that I had just fallen in love with. And she trained me how to read on the air. And then he heard me and he came into the studio and he said, "Ms. G, what are you doing here?" And I said, "I'm a guest reader." And then she told me that night she was moving away and giving me the show. And I said, "Nuh-uh." And then I made her tell him that she had to move. And so she did. They had a private conversation. And it was right after we did that big photo that's in the waiting area there with all of us out in front of K2. And she told him that night. And then he called me the next day and he said, "So I hear you've got a new show called, I think it was called Left, it was called Left Hanging." And I said, "No, I don't. I'm just a guest reader. We're going to get a bunch of people. Just come and read stories." And he said, "No, it's your show." And that was that was how Telling Tales became, the show.
Came to be. And do you mind me asking how long ago that was when you got that call that said, "I need you"?
Oh, I have been doing DJing for K2 over 15 years. I know this only because I date all my stories because the music is all digital now. So I don't know about the music, but I know I've been doing the show, the Telling Tales, long time. So over since 2003, and I was a DJ before that for music. So
over 15. That's quite a legacy. Let's talk about telling tales. How would you describe it for someone who's never heard it before?
Well, so it's all short stories. I try not to leave anybody hanging. I try to finish the story that night. The genres are anywhere from mystery stories from around the globe. I love fairy tales, especially if they're weird ones or very uniquely retold. So I guess it's just, someone actually described it to me, and they said that it was their comfort go-to after work, after dealing with the world. And I said, really? Oh, wow. Okay. No pressure. But that's kind of why when I didn't know at first, and I'm still learning figuring out how to record and put the stories, give the stories to you guys to play. But I was trying to just put them on Facebook, all the stuff I've done. I have all my recordings. And I said, maybe I'll just put them out there and people will go listen to them. And Facebook likes videos. They don't really like just recording. So I'm kind of, don't know how to do that yet. So, but I did send a bunch of them around to people who asked, why aren't you on the radio anymore? And I said, I'm still there. I'm just, we've got a lockdown for the moment. So I just send them in emails because I don't know how to use them anywhere other way.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about how somebody might be able to connect with you and your recordings. I have just seen and heard that sometimes you get some poets on the show as well.
Yes.
Some people that are from maybe connected with Woosh Kanadeyi.
Yes.
What do you love about poetry and storytelling and live performances like that?
Well, the live performances to me, I love them because I just feel that they put their whole being into it, their whole heart. I have had a few poets. I've learned over the years to do this. I had some omnibus poets on, and a couple of them got really nervous. And they said, I don't think I can do this. And I said, oh, I'm so glad I asked you to get here early then. So I recorded her, and then I played her back to her, and she said, I don't like it. And I said, I'm going to read your poem and then I'm going to interview you, okay? Because it was the first time that the omnibus poets had their poetry put on our city buses. And so I had the ones that had the poetry in the buses, and I said, you've got to be on my show. So they showed up, but one of them was really nervous, and she was like the top winner. So I said, okay, we're gonna figure this out. So but I love it if they do them live. It's always fun, especially with Woosh Kanadeyi. I've had them on a lot, and I just love, they're all different, amazing personalities. They love coming on. They love doing, their poetry, talking about the slams and everything. And so we have a good time. Poetry to me has, it's unique. There's no one way to do it. And even if I know what that poet sounds like and what they normally do, they always surprise me.
Oh, that's,
so it's great.
That's a really great description. And it really captures the vibe you have on your show too, I think. Like the feeling and the attitude of the guests that are on your show. If they're nervous, often I can't tell. I think you are good at putting them at ease. Do you think giving them a platform to perform on the radio is helpful to them? Maybe helps them kind of get over some of those jitters?
I think it does. I think I really like to, my thing has always been whenever somebody asks me why would I want them on my show, and I love having local artists. So that's what they are. The artists, the writers, they having them come out and do their spiel, do their work, give them, and I always record my show. So I always edit it and give them themselves back and say, now this is part of your portfolio for when, you want to use it for, getting into a magazine or getting a grant or something. And because a lot of them were in school when they started, performing on the show. So you know, they're going for MFAs and stuff. And so I was like, yeah, no, you should always have a copy of your work. And I love that they, you know, they talk about Alaska. They talk about, you know, their experiences in Alaska. And it doesn't have to be positive. You know, poetry is always, you know, over the centuries, it's always been about love and heartbreak and, you know, just the world in general. And so it amazes me to watch. I've watched some poets actually grow up. You know, they were younger, they were teenagers, and now they're in their 20s. And their poems have changed. You can totally tell. So I really like that.
Have you heard any good pandemic poetry lately?
I have read some on Facebook, and it's not necessarily the whole pandemic thing about the virus and all that, or, you know, I expected zombies. It's not that. It's more just how they're coping, how they're seeing life is different now. You know, it's really kind of funny. And it's funny because you could tell when they were starting out, they were fine. You could tell then stir crazy. Then you could tell, oh, I'm fine again. It's okay. So I really enjoyed that. And a lot of them are, they're funny. I have on occasion written something myself and then read it anonymously. I won't tell you what. But one of them said to me, so come on, I know you've written something about this whole thing. And I read some couple of lines and he's like, you're way too happy. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I am. I know. My coworkers are saying the same thing. Like, why are you so happy? And I'm like, I can't help it. I think I'm not an introvert, I know that, but I'm liking working from home, and you know, I've only been to 2 grocery stores since this all happened, and so I'm okay with it.
I think there's people out there that have taken like this, you know, to like a duck to water. It's not been all bad for everybody at all. So, shifting gears a little, you're also one of the rotating hosts of Women's Prerogative. That's Thursdays on KRNN at 7 p.m. Let's listen to another song that you picked out today before we talk about that.
Okay.
Just a snippet. That's a nice, smooth, jazzy sound. What is the song and what made you select it for today's interview?
This is called Eternally by Kim Jenkins. It's on the Women in Jazz South Florida. I like jazz, but I have listened to more jazz since I've been home. And I think part of it is just instrumentals, no singing. And one of the funny things that happened is, so I got a new TV. It's huge and it's got nice sound. And I discovered, I've been playing all my Spotify playlists on it, and I've been singing up a storm. And my neighbor said, you have a nice voice. So I immediately went to instrumentals. Because I was like, oh, you can hear me because I've got all my windows open and I'm belting it out. But I play both, of course. I still do the singing and stuff. But when you asked me for music, I immediately thought, something to talk over. So I gave you instrumentals.
Yeah. And that's nothing at all wrong with that. I think sometimes Zoom hears the music and thinks it's another guest. Sometimes we have some trouble with that. Anyway, Juno's been plagued with internet issues today anyway. So
yes.
Good thinking on that. But back to the interview, what has it meant to you to host Women's Prerogative?
You know, I'll tell you, when I first started hosting it, I played music that I had actually heard on the radio, some of it. I'm a big Janis Joplin fan. So I was like, oh, I'm so excited. I get to play all these women artists. And at first it was kind of hard to find enough women artists to fill up 2 hours. But I started playing some stuff. And then I said, oh, I'm going to switch up gears here. And I'm going to play just a motley crew of different types of music. And I got a phone call from a guy, my second or third show. And he asked me, where's the Indigo Girls? And I said, I don't know. Are they normally hosting this show?
Sorry.
I have no idea.
I'm not sure. At this moment, where are they? I don't know.
Yeah. And he said, no, they're a rock band, and you always play them on this show. And I said, well, there's so many different hosts for this show, so maybe one of the other ones will play it. And he said, I don't know what you're playing here, though. And I said, but you know what? That's what I love about K2. I said, this is what I love about it is because it's the B-sides. You hear everything. You fall in love with music all over again because it's not clear radio. It doesn't sound like everybody else. It's unique. I go, seriously, you're not enjoying this music? And he goes, maybe a little bit. I go, okay, well, I'll look up this Indigo person and I'll get it. I might play one of the songs. But I can't guarantee you. And so I didn't even think about it any further. And I kept playing my set list. But and back then it wasn't digital. You know, we did all CDs, our albums. And so Jeff called to check in on me. And I told him what happened. And he started laughing. And he goes, well, go get an Indigo Girl song. And I go, so this is a band. And he goes, yes. And I said, okay, I'll look him up. I'll see what I can find. So I found a song called Rock and Roll Heaven's Gate, and I played it, and it had Pink on it, too. And he came into the station right before my show was over, and he said, Shannon, do you know you played a song with a curse word in it? I said, nah, it was in the library, so it had to be okay. And I showed it to him, and he said, no, listen to it. And I didn't notice anything. And he goes, you don't hear that? I go, no. But I played it for that guy. And he just laughed. And he said, okay, this is what I want you to do. I go, okay, what? Play whatever you want. And he walked out. And I said, okay. So to me, I got with the other DJs and I said, what do you guys play? Because I don't always listen to your show. I'm sometimes working because I work at night. So what do you guys play so that I don't play the same thing or I play something different? And one of them said to me, I had just met, I just met Lee's, Kate, and I don't know, some other people. And they all said to me, well, what do you like to listen to? And I said, I like to listen to reggae and I like to listen to, you know, soul and R&B and I like to listen to rock and roll. And they said, play that. So the only thing they didn't play was R&B and soul. So I said, okay, fine. So to me, Playing in this radio station, I've always told people, we play the B-sides. We play the songs you never thought you would listen to, you never thought you would like. You've only listened to the top 40. You need to open your mind, and you need to just let it all in, and you'll love it because it's so unique. It's so different. And it's true. You'll get, like, Grace used to play all blues. So we said, okay, I'm not playing the blues. We'll go play rock. We'll go, you know, and I love that. You always hear something different, always hear something unique.
Absolutely. And when it comes to women's prerogative, you know, you're a woman and it's your prerogative to play what you want to play that day, you know. But you're absolutely right, because the hosts do introduce us to a wide array of music that we've never find otherwise. It's one of the best parts about KRNN and one of the things that we really miss the most. Ms. G, we're running out of time, so I just wanted to ask before we have to stop, is there anywhere online or any way we can connect to you to find playlists or recordings or things like that?
So I was looking at the other DJs that put their playlists out, and it looks like it's just a list, or maybe it's the Spotify link. I don't know.
We've been using the Spotify links,
Okay.
And so posting them on our Facebook page.
Yeah, I thought about that. I thought about, okay, I'll just make a playlist, and then I'll put it on the KRNN Facebook page, and then you guys can go use it if you want. But I want to tell you, I've also been making timelines lists because I never get to play guy music. So I might just have to give you one.
I would be A-okay with that. So please send all those my way.
Okay, we'll do.
Ms. G, host of Telling Tales on KTOO and Women's Prerogative on KRNN. Thank you so much for speaking with me today. We'll look for your playlist to come to pop up on the KRNN Facebook page and eventually on our KRNN webpage. Thanks so much for speaking with me today. Keep enjoying being hunkered down. I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon.
No, it's not.
All right.
Well, all right, everybody take care.
Thanks, Ms. G. Keep in touch. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Shelley. Bye.
Bye-bye.